Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kurt Wise about Back to Church Sunday. What can you tell me about this National Back to Church Sunday?
National Back to Church Sunday was just, actually I don't know where it originated from, but the intent was just to make a conscious effort to invite people back to church, either people who have not been for a long time or people who have never been, and just make an actual invitation for them to attend again. I saw it in a magazine and decided that it would be a great local outreach opportunity for this area.
All right. So you were the one that reached out to the churches in the area?
I did. I went to the Mid-Prairie Council of Churches and proposed the idea to them, and then they endorsed it, and then we contacted other local churches that were not part of the council and asked them if they would also like to be involved.
All right. How many churches are involved in total?
Nationally, it's around 29,000. Locally, in the Mid-Prairie District, there are 16, and there are also at least two churches in Washington, and I believe one in Ainsworth, that are also involved.
Is there anything specific that will be happening at these church services, or is it more a day designated?
It is a day that's designated. Each church is kind of doing their own thing. My goal was to make the churches aware of it, and to bring people to the door, if you will, and then let the churches respond from there. So I know some churches are having some fellowship meals or potlucks. Some are doing some special things in their service, I believe, but I do not know details on any specific church.
All right. Have you had any sort of response from people in the community as far as this is concerned?
Most are not aware of it yet because our large campaign has not started yet. Those who do know about it have been overwhelmingly positive.
All right. When does the large campaign start then?
Our large campaign will start the week of the 5th, which is 2 weeks before the event. We have door hangers that we are going to try to put on all the houses within the city limits of the towns in the Mid-Prairie School District. We have posters going up. We have some inserts with local bills, like phone bills, that will be going out. We have our own simple website, mpbacktochurch.org. That's with the number 2. And I'm trying to think of what else. We also will be doing some newspaper advertising the 2 weeks before the event as well.
What do you hope this does for just the community and the churches?
I'm really hoping that it does a couple things. I'm hoping it draws the churches together. I have not seen a lot of cooperation between the churches at times. It seems like each church or each denomination wants to do its own thing. And I think that the similarities between us are much greater than the differences. And so it's been encouraging so far to see the churches, and we have the Catholic churches, the Methodist churches, the Baptist churches, the Mennonite churches, some independent churches, all working together on one project, I think has been good. I think it also, you know, kind of speaks to the community that we're not a bunch of individual churches, but that we care about the whole community. And of course, I think anytime someone is back in church, that's a good place for us all to be. So I'm hoping that some people who maybe haven't been attending, that this is their reason to start again, or some people that have never attended realize that, hey, these churches that I might drive past every day actually are welcoming, and it would be okay for me to go visit.
All right. So the cooperation you've seen so far has been very good between the different denominations of the churches?
Yes, actually, it's been very, very good.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
Just that the invitation does stand, that we would love to have people back. This is an open invitation for anybody, and if the 18th of September doesn't work, the invitation stands any time, that the churches in the community are open and they are here for everybody, not just those who have been attending there their whole lives.
All right. Now, are you specifically like involved with any one particular church, or are you just sort of trying to be all-encompassing with this?
I've been all-encompassing and have tried not to be involved with a specific church. I do attend one of the churches that's involved. I attend at Clona Mennonite, but I have not been doing anything at that church with regard to this.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kurt Wise. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.